Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christa Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning and welcome to the Corpus Christi Cathedral. For those of you who are here physically present, we welcome you to your home away from home, and we always indeed welcome you to celebrate with us. And on this occasion that we have many of our couples celebrating their wedding anniversaries, 25, 50, and 50 plus, it is a great Sunday indeed to celebrate God's love. We also welcome those of you joining us from home, at the hospital, or the nursing home, or wherever you may be this day. As always, please know that we keep you in our hearts and in our prayers, that the love of Christ always embraces you where you are at, and that where you dwell, there also dwells the beauty of God's love that makes you always be at home in His presence. My dear family, on this Sunday, this weekend, we are, as we celebrate World Marriage Day, our bishop wants to offer his congratulations to those of you who are living your lives in love in the beautiful sacrament of holy matrimony, those here present and those of you at home. Sharing a life together based in God's love is certain to be a life of great joy and happiness. I would think you would agree, right? Say yes. Thank you. It is in that spirit of love and shared giving that our bishop writes to us this day to ask for our continuing participation in the bishop stewardship appeal. As we move forward with some new initiatives in our diocese, bishop writes to us, our diocesan offices are working on creating a stronger communications plan, including streaming app, bringing you more accessibility to Catholic viewing. We are also working in a joint effort with Catholic Charities, Mother Teresa Shelter, Christa Spahn Health System, to provide a broader range of much-needed health and human services for our homeless and our broader community. And for those who are experiencing addictions, we are closer to bringing La Fazenda de Esperanza community to the diocese who work specifically with those struggling with such addictions. For our youth, the Office of Catholic Schools is exploring new creative opportunities for our Catholic schools and for our young. And this year, we will be hosting and welcoming the entire diocese to participate in the Eucharistic Congress 2022 and the 2023 Synod of Synodality. My dear family, our part makes all of this possible. Our part allows us to bring together the beauty of those celebrating their anniversaries on these beautiful marks of 25, 50, and plus years. But also through our generosity, we're able to help couples continue to remain strong in their love when those times become a little difficult. We provide those services through Catholic Charities. And also for our young, just to continue to explore different ways to minister to them, to become more familiar with the new ways that we are meant to minister to them, that engages them in a very, very beautiful way in the faith. And so to all of you, our parishioners here, or those of you who are visiting this day, we invite you to participate in the Bishop's Annual Appeal this year. and to do so with a generous heart that will allow us to continue to do what we do. Many of you have received your envelopes at home because you have participated in years past. We ask that you continue to just reflect and pray and see how you will be able to participate this year. Perhaps some of us have not participated in years past, and this is our first time. Praise God. The ushers are able to hand to you an envelope that you are able to make your pledge and your commitment to be a part of this wonderful endeavor that really makes us the body of Christ and allows us to be the heart of Jesus in our area, in our region, where everyone knows that we will be there to serve them in whatever way they are in need of being served. So I invite those of you at home and those of you here to, again, participate in this wonderful gift of togetherness, where we become the hands and the feet and the heart of Jesus by making such programs and possibilities available to so many of all walks of life. And so together we make a difference that Christ continues to entrust to you and to me to make in our lives and in the lives of our brothers and sisters. So the ushers will hand you an envelope for those of you who have not participated in years past. And I invite you just to pray about it and see where the Lord leads you to do your part as he leads us to do our part in being part of this, again, great opportunity to serve one another. My dear family, let us join in our opening hymn found on the front cover of your order of worship, O God, Beyond All Praising. Please stand.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Peace be with you. Sisters and brothers, we are here to renew our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm with you always until the end of time. Are we with him? It's a mutual relationship. And to those who are celebrating their anniversaries and to all those who are married, a very special greeting today, because you are one of the fundamental institutions of relationship in the church who, married in Jesus Christ, continue to share his life between you and share it with your families and with the whole church. So God bless you, and may many more years be bestowed upon you. Now let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you came to reconcile us to one another and to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you heal the wounds of sin and division. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you intercede for us with your Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in the hearts of those who are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor walks in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord, and meditates on his law day and night. Like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves never fade, whatever he does prospers. Blessed are so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Blessed are they.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if Christ is preached as raised from the dead, how can some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is in vain. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most pitiable of all people. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For your ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for your ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Both Jeremiah and Jesus today speak to a crowd, their own people at the times. I think many times when we hear the word of God and we say, thanks be to God, it's something that just floats down from heaven. But the word of God is real. It was pronounced in real situations. Jeremiah was speaking to a people who had abandoned God's law, who were dispersed to different parts of the region, the diaspora, And we're now being called back. And Jeremiah faced them with a question. Are you going to serve human values, or are you going to serve God? And that's a question that remains for us as well. We could ask ourselves today, what influences our life? What do we hold on to? What are the values that are shaping our mind, our heart, and our action? Are they human only? Certainly we live as humans in a human world. But what values are influencing and causing our actions? And if we look around, I don't need to tell you what those are. We experience them every day. It's certainly not peace. What's influencing us as a people? And so Jeremiah's words are very clear to us today. Are you serving human values? Or are you searching for God's life and ways? In the gospel, Jesus turns the values upside down of human and divine. Because see, the human value is to live for today, for this life only. Get all you can. Do all you want. It's your life. Do what you want. That's a human way of thinking. But Jesus flips that around. Ultimately, the values that we sometimes seek as humans, and he speaks them in four. These are the Beatitudes of Luke, not of Matthew. But the value of accumulating wealth and finding security in what I have. And the more I have, the more secure I am. But in reality, the more vulnerable I am. The second was to seek life filled with distractions, activities, and exclusivity. A friend of mine said, well, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl today and have a drink. Is that being too human? I said, well, as long as you don't have five or six or seven, and you don't get too excited when your team loses. I mean, enjoy the game. Enjoy a drink with your friends. But let's not go to excess. We can have human things around us. We can certainly enjoy life, but Jesus is speaking of the excess, that's all I want to do. To not live a life of pleasure and entertainment, that I'm always looking for something to activate life, and I never spend time in quiet, in solitude, and prayer with God, to recognize God. If I'm always on the go or looking for new distractions, that's what Jesus says, woe to you. Not happy are you, but woe, watch out. And also the fourth one that he represents is seeking the acknowledgement from others and living a life of success, building ourselves up on a pedestal, because as we know, that will fall apart. And so those are the woes that Jesus says of human values. Be careful. Don't let your life be directed by these things. And these are not just laws that he's throwing at us. These are beatitudes to say, watch out. Because if you really want freedom, if you really want happiness, if you really want life, life is in God's values. Life is in what Jesus came to bring us. And so he turns that around. Woe to you that choose this, but blessed, happy, are those of you who seek first the kingdom of God, who live in moderation and are not trying to accumulate wealth, but are also watchful for the poor. A life that does not find satisfaction in owning and having and accumulating, because that all falls apart, can be taken away in an instant, as we've seen so often. A person who understands that suffering and sorrow is a part of life, and that when it comes, with the help of God, with the help of Jesus, we are ready to to accept it and to live through it and learn through it, as we have with COVID and so many other things. The sorrows that come with hurricanes and family values and family difficulties, we don't run from them. We embrace them as he did. And in that we will find freedom. And a disciple is one who is not ashamed to be a disciple, cost whatever it is. We know that there are people today that hate the Christian life, that they are excluded from things because of who they are. We find this throughout the world, especially in the Middle East, and are laughed at by those who profess a faith in God. But these are our values. These are our values, to stay close to Jesus Christ, to not accumulate the world, to not look for things that make us happy only in this day. Who won the Super Bowl in 1976? Anybody know? Gone. We enjoyed it. I was a priest 1 year. We enjoyed it, I'm sure. No idea who was in it. But it was for that moment. But we don't live just for the moment. We don't live just for 70 years, 80 years, 100 years. We live for eternity. And that is the perspective that St. Paul gives us in this beautiful letter to the Corinthians in chapter 15. Chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians is dedicated to the resurrection of the Lord. Because when St. Paul went to Corinth, he had been teaching there of the death and resurrection of Jesus, which is the core of our faith. And he found that some people were beginning to say, if you die, it's over. If you die, there's no more life. And St. Paul, in this short section of chapter 15, says, if there is no life after death, then Jesus Christ is dead and is not risen, which means our faith means nothing. All that Jesus said, all that Jeremiah said, means nothing if Jesus Christ is not alive. And when we look at our own life, and especially in married life, it's good to ask yourself, is Jesus Christ alive in your marriage? Is Jesus Christ alive in your heart? Is Jesus Christ alive in our community? Is Jesus Christ alive in our country? Is Jesus Christ alive in our church? If not, we become stale and stagnant, and we hold on to incorrect values. We look for things that make us happy now because there's nothing else. We look for ways to accumulate because we better get it now because there's nothing later. That section, that chapter 15, is very important for us to look over. St. Paul as a convert, St. Paul as a Greek mind, was able to logically show us that if Jesus Christ is not risen from the dead, then death is more powerful than life. If Jesus Christ, who died out of love for us, did not rise from the dead, then hatred is stronger than love. So many things are turned around in life if we have no faith in the fact that he died for us and he is risen from the dead. When we look at the teachings of Jesus, when we look at the prophet, it all rests on that beautiful gift of God, death and resurrection. And that's the pattern of our daily life. Every day, we die and we rise. Tell me, those of you that are married 25, 50, 60, 65 years, if you've not had moments in your life when you thought that we ain't going to make it, it's all gone. And the next day, something happens, and a new joy, a new profundity of your marriage, your life, your love comes about. Sometimes we fail, and when we ask forgiveness, death and resurrection. Sometimes when we turn away from our faith and we return, it's even deeper. Death and resurrection. That's the pattern of life. We fall and we rise. We make mistakes and we ask forgiveness. That's the disciple of Jesus Christ. That's who we are. And so thank you, brothers and sisters, who are here to celebrate your anniversaries, but to all of you who are married and live that pattern of life, dying and rising. You know, when we die, we don't give up. If we make a mistake, we don't just chunk it all. If we offend someone, we don't just say, well, it was a good show. No. Because Jesus Christ conquered death. He conquered hatred. We return and say, we start again. And when our time comes, when our final meeting comes, we pass from death to life because we have lived a life of love in Jesus Christ. So God bless you, and may your many years of marriage continue to follow you, and may you have many more as well. God bless you. Deacon Freddie will now announce the years of marriage. If you would stand when the years of your anniversary are announced.
Those that will be celebrating 25 years of wedding anniversary, please stand. Those that are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, please stand. And those that are celebrating 50 plus years of wedding anniversary, please stand.
I think we have 60 and 65 years, if I'm not mistaken. So right here in the front, thank you. To all of you, thank you with much gratitude from the community and from me as well. So we'll now offer a blessing for you and your families. And if you had an argument this morning, this is the reconciliation. Hold hands, okay? Almighty and eternal God, you have so exalted the unbreakable bond of marriage that it has become the sacramental sign of your Son's union with the Church as his spouse. Bless and look with favor on these couples gathered here today who celebrate their years of blessed marriage. They ask for your help and the protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary. They pray that in good times and in bad, they will grow in love for each other, that they will resolve to be of one heart and in the bond of peace. Lord, in their struggles, let them rejoice that you are near to help them. In their needs, let them know that you are there to rescue them. And in their joys, let them see that you are the source and completion of every happiness. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And again, on your marriage day, you offered each other a little kiss. You may do that. And also, we congratulate you again. Share a faith together in Jesus Christ, and so we now profess our faith together. I believe in one God, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. And I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, consubstantial with the Father. All things were made for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. by the Holy Spirit, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and in glory to judge the living and the dead. No end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Jeremiah says that blessed are those who trust in the Lord. Trusting that the Lord will hear our prayers, we call to mind our needs and the needs of the world.
For the church, that we may be an outward sign of God's favor toward the poor, the hungry, the excluded, and the grieving, by giving, nourishing, welcoming, and consoling those in need of God's blessings, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders in government, that they may be attentive to the needs and concerns of the least influential of those they represent, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For married couples, that their love for each other may be strengthened as they exercise it with each other and their families, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may continually strive to live our lives in the spirit of the Beatitudes, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially to those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord. We pray for the intentions of this Mass. We pray for the internal repose of the souls of Jesse Gomez, Vijay Villarreal, Vinelda Luna, Mary Hong Pham, members of the Hagelin family, Jenny Smith Horn. We pray to the Lord. And for all those prayers and intentions, we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers and intentions, we pray to the Lord.
God of mercy and love, your Son taught us of your special care for those who are poor, hungry, and weeping, or excluded. May we reflect those blessings to others as we make this prayer to you through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, the praise and glory of his name, for our good of all his holy church.
May this oblation, O Lord, we pray, cleanse and renew us, and may it become for those who do your will the source of eternal reward. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For by his birth he brought renewal to humanity's fallen state, and by his suffering canceled out our sins. By his rising from the dead, he has opened the way to eternal life, and by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of
Hello,
the
Hello, I'm Father
Holy
Peter Lisandro,
Spirit,
Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral.
And
on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home, and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.